Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the seventh parak of Masachas Demai. Today we're going to be learning Parak Zayin Mishnah Dalid and Parak Zayin Mishnah Hey. Generally speaking, as we've learned a bunch of times until now, a person is not allowed to separate Tevel on Shabbos. You can't separate Demai on Shabbos. But the question that arises is Bein Hashmashos on Friday. During Bein Hashmashos is known as the period of time in between Shkia, which is sunset, and Tesa Kochavim, when the stars start coming out, and when it's full-fledged Lila, full-fledged nighttime. Generally speaking, Bein Hashmashos is a time on Friday when it's right, it's really the Shabbos period, it's the 18 minutes, it's the time when you really should stop doing Malacha. During Bein Hashmashos, you're no longer allowed to separate Tevel, generally speaking, but we are lenient and allow you to separate Demai during Bein Hashmashos, again, during the period from Shkia to Tesa Kochavim, from sunset until full-fledged night. Our Mishnah in Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet is going to discuss a situation where a person wants to separate his Meiser on Bein Hashmashos on Friday night, but right before Tesa Kochavim, before it's full-fledged night, and we're going to discuss how he can do that and if he can do that. Says the Mishnah, Halokeach Yayin mi Bein Hakusim. A person buys 100 lug of wine from the Kusim. Again, the Kusim, people were not so sure. Are they Jewish? Are they not? But we'll tell you one thing when it comes to separating Meiser. The Kusim were strict about separating Meiser, Trumos, and Meisros for themselves, but they would not do it for other people. So if I'm buying something from a Kusi, from one of these individuals, then we assume that it's full-fledged Tevel, it's not even Demai. We assume that the Kusi did not separate anything at all. So we have this Kusi wine, 100 lug of Kusi wine. It's been a shmashos of Friday night. It's getting ready for Shabbos. But he wants to eat the wine on Shabbos, drink the wine on Shabbos. So how can he do that? Or can he do that? Says the Mishnah, Omer, what does the guy have to say? Shnei lugin shani osid lahafrish harehen truma. The two lug of wine that I'm going to separate in the future, right after Shabbos, I'm going to separate it. You're not allowed to separate it physically during Bein Hashmashos, but he's saying in the future I'm going to separate two lug of wine, and that's going to be truma. Again, 2% is truma gedola going to the kohen. The asara and 10 lug, which is again 10%. Is going to be Meiser. Vitisha, Meiser Shani, and then another 9% is going to be Meiser Shani. So all he's doing is verbally saying, you're going to have 2 lug, that's going to be Truma. You're going to have 10 lug, which is going to be Meiser. One of them is going to be Trumas Meiser, and one of them is going to be Meiser Rishon. Vitisha, and then additional 9 is going to be Meiser Shani. That's 21 lugan of wine that he's saying, I'm going to separate after Shabbos. And then Mechel Vishos, and the Mishnah says that he can go and then he could drink. It's Bein Hashmashos, where I have a special kula during this period of Bein Hashmashos on Friday night, that if he's saying, in the future, I'm going to separate them as soon as Shabbos, and I'll separate them, we have a concept called Bereira. Bereira means that our actions later on that we're going to take retroactively show what the status of something is now. So in our case, because he's going to separate the tevel, he's going to separate the wine later on, this 21 log of wine later on, we assume that now it shows that he's able to drink the rest of the wine, the 79 lug that he is able to drink. He's able to drink on Shabbos because he declares that he's going to separate the 21 lugan after Shabbos. Now we're continuing the Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey, where we discuss a similar case where a person wants to separate Tevel on Bein Hashmashos of Friday night. Says the Mishnah, Hayilo te'enim shel Tevel b'soch beso. A person has a container of figs that he knows are Tevel in his home. He knows that he has to separate them. V'hu b'beis ha-medrash or basada, he's either learning in the beis medrash or he's in the field working. And he's concerned. It's Friday. He knows he's going to get home and he's concerned that maybe he's not going to have time to separate the Trumos and Maestros from the Tevel from before Shabbos. Omer, says the Mishnah, he can say, Shtei te'enim shani asid lahafrish, two of the figs that I'm going to separate. Harihein Truma, they're considered to be Truma, like we learned in the previous mission, 2%. Truma, I'm going to separate that for the Kohen. Now again, normally you have to physically say, you're physically separating things when it comes to Tevel. But here, it's Ben HaShmashos, we're desperate, you may not get back in time. Therefore, he says, no, we're allowing you, Ben HaShmashos, to say it verbally. So he's saying two of the figs are going to go to the Kohen as Truma, the Eser, and 10 of the figs, 10%, are going to be Maaser Rishon, are going to be given to the Levi, Vetesha, and 9 of the figs are going to be given as Maaser Sheni. So again, we're allowing this exception to work when it comes to figs as well. He's declaring them, and again, it's working through Breira. The fact that he's going to separate them after Shabbos show that during Shabbos itself, everything else that wasn't set aside is considered to be mutter, is permitted to be eaten on Shabbos itself. So it continues the Mishnah, Hayu Demai. Let's say the food isn't Tevel, but it's Demai. So Omer, he can simply say, Mashani Asid Lahafrish, and we should take away the Modlumachar. So Mashani Asid Lahafrish, Harehu Meiser. That which I'm going to separate is considered to be Meiser. That 10, there's no Truma when it comes to Demai. So the Meiser, the 10% that I'm going to separate, that's considered to be Demai. Ushar Meiser Samachlo, and as we said, the rest of it is going to be Meiser. One of them, one of the figs, 1% is going to be Trumas Meiser that has to be given to the Kohen, but 9/10 is going to be Meiser Rishon, which he's declaring, but which he has the ability to eat. And Zesha Sisi Meiser also Trumas Meiser Alav, right? This which I made Meiser is the status of the Trumas Meiser, and that's going to be given to the Kohen. Meiser Sheni Bitzfono or Bitzromo, and I'm separating Meiser Sheni either in the northern part of the figs or the southern part. Umechul al Hamos, and I'm transferring the value of the figs, of this Meiser Sheni part of the figs, on coins, which are going to take to Yerushalayim. So again, quick review. Perek Zion Mishnah Dalid and Mishnah Hey both discuss the situation on Erev Shabbos, Ben HaShmashos, and we want to be able to separate. We're not going to be able to separate the Tevel fully before Shabbos. So Perek Zion Mishnah Dalid discussed the case of wine that was bought from Kusim. What should he say? It says exactly what he should do in terms of the Lugan, separating the 21 Lugan from before Shabbos so that he could drink the rest of the wine on Shabbos itself. And then Perek Zion Mishnah discussed also a bit of case of figs, where also he wants to be able to separate them. He's not going to get home in time before Shabbos, so he can verbally separate them as well. He's going to separate the Truma, he's going to separate the Meiser Rishon with the Trumas Meiser and the Meiser Rishon, and he's going to separate Meiser Sheni as well. That's if it's Truma, if it's Tevel, but if it's Demai, then he's simply separating the Meiser Rishon, the Trumas Meiser, and the Meiser Rishon, and then he's separating the Meiser Sheni as well. Have a great day.